Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Yes, Brandon. I have Arisha Forbes on the line.
Arisha Forbes. Okay, you can proceed with the transfer.
Thank you.
Hello, Arisha.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Brandon Sharp. I'm going to be your intake specialist today towards the Depo Provera lawsuit off a recorded line. Now, would you like to see if you can get a claim started today?
Yes.
Okay. Now, aside from the person you just spoke to, have you ever spoken to any attorneys regarding this?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm with me that you've never signed documents against Depo Provera with any law firms?
Confirm, I haven't.
Okay. Now, was it you that used Depo Provera?
Yes.
Got it. And so you'd be filing this claim for yourself. Are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Brain.
Okay, and when was your diagnosis?
March 12, 2021.
March 12th, 2021?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your date of birth?
05/01/1995.
1995. Okay. Got it. So May 1st, 1995. And do you know anyone else who was also injured by Depo Provera in the same way you were?
No.
Okay. So on to questions about Depo Provera in itself. Can you confirm that you used the injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And was this the regular one, a sub variety, or a generic variety?
Meaning, how often?
No, it's the type of shot. They have subs and they have generics, or you just took regular Depo Provera shots?
Regular.
Okay, got it. And did you use it for 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. Within 1 year, can you confirm you had 4 injections before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when was the first time you ever took one of these injections, like if you had to put a year on it?
2017.
Around 2017. Okay. And when was the last time you ever took one?
2021.
Okay. And was that because of the diagnosis or because of the side effects that you stopped?
Because of the side effects.
I see. Okay. Around what month in 2021 did you take your last shot?
Like February.
Okay, so the month before your diagnosis. Got it. Now, on to questions about yourself. This is for HIPAA compliance purposes only, but what is your gender?
Female.
Okay. And what is your current marital status?
Single.
Okay. Got it. And your first name, is that spelled E-R-I-C-S-H-A?
Yes.
Okay. And last name is Forbes, F-O-R-B-E-S?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. Do you have a middle name?
Breon.
Okay, can you spell that for me?
B-R-E-Y-O-N.
Okay, B-R-E-Y-O-N.
Yes, sir.
Got it. And what is your social?
253. Mm-hmm. 93-9793.
Okay, 253-93-9793.
Yes.
Okay, and your primary email, is that your first name with a period and your last name at gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, and can you confirm your phone number with me?
It is 470-979-2403.
Got it. And is this your mobile?
Yes.
Okay. Do you use your mobile for everything or do you have a landline?
I use this for everything.
Got it. And do you work in the mornings, afternoons? What's the best time of day for you?
You can call whenever.
Whenever. Okay. And would you prefer calls?
Either or.
Either or. Got it. Okay. So what is your current address?
736 Whitfield Court, Stockbridge, Georgia, 30281.
All right. And what was the zip code again?
30281.
30281. Got it. And did you say Woodfield Court?
Whitfield, Whitfield.
Got it. And that's in Stockbridge.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. And is this a house?
Yes.
Okay. So back to when you were taking Depo Provera, was it the doctor that administered it or did you take it yourself?
The doctor.
The doctor. Okay. And would you take it once every 3 months?
Yes.
Okay. And you took it for about 4 years, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to do some quick math here. Bear with me. Okay, so used it for about 16 total injections, it looks like, according to the years that you did use it. Now, do you remember what the name of the clinic was that you would take the shot?
I would take it at Piedmont.
At Piedmont? Here.
Yes.
And what was the rest of the name?
Piedmont Herring Hospital.
Piedmont Herring Hospital. Okay. Got it.
Henry, H-E-N-R-Y Hospital.
I see. Henry. Okay. Piedmont Henry Hospital.
Yes.
Okay. That's off Eagles Landing Parkway.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And do you remember what your doctor's name was?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What was it?
Sandra Green.
Okay. Well, sorry, say that one more time.
Say, what was your question? I'm sorry.
It's okay. What was your doctor's name that administered the shot?
Tamika C.
Tamika?
Yes.
Tamika C. Okay.
Yes.
I have that down. Okay. Now, when it comes to any type of medication that you took after, did you take any types of medication for treatment?
Yes.
Okay. And was it at the same hospital that you received that medication?
Yes.
Piedmont Henry. Okay. Give me 1 second here. And was it the same doctor that also helped you through with medication?
Yes.
It was. Got it. I'm assuming that this hospital is your regular hospital, right? Is it the closest one to you?
Yes.
I see. Okay. Okay. When it came to your diagnosis, did they find out from a CT scan or an MRI, or did they do both?
They did a CT, a MRI, and a blood.
Oh, wow. Okay. So they did three different ways. Okay.
Yeah, she wanted to be sure.
And what was your doctor's name that found out that you did have the meningioma?
Dr. Sandra Green, that's the one I gave you the first time. I was getting them mixed up. My doctor, sorry.
Oh, I see. Sandra Green.
Yes, I can spell it Green Harris. So it's S-A-N-D-E-A space G-R-E-E-N-E dash Harris.
Dash Harris. Okay, got
yeah.
It. Dr. Sandia Green Harris. Okay, and that was that should have been the doctor from beforehand as well, right?
So the one that gave me the injection is Tamika C.
Okay, I have that correct then. Yeah. Okay, and so the same hospital, Dr. Sandia Green Harris is at Piedmont Henry?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Thank you for your patience, by the way. I know it's a lot of information.
You're okay.
Okay. And the diagnosing doctor, Dr. Sandia, was she a neurologist?
Yes.
Okay. And this question is a bit random, but have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Good to hear. Now, when it comes to your treatment, what type of treatment did you go through?
Radiation.
Okay. Radiation. And did they go through any type of surgery?
Yes, I did have to have surgery.
Surgery as well. Okay. So how are you doing now?
I'm doing okay now. I'm better.
That's good to hear. Were they able to get rid of it?
Yes.
I see. Okay. Good to hear. And the treating doctor, when it comes to your surgery, was it Dr. Sandia Green-Harris who referred you to them?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay. Okay, so you were hospitalized for the meningioma. They did have surgery, and I'd assume after the surgery they gave you radiation, correct?
Yep, for the tumors.
Correct. Okay. Got it. And this was, do you remember what your treatment date was?
Yes, I do.
Okay, when was that?
So I had to have the surgery right after finding out. So it was like March the 14th, 2021.
March 14th, 2021. Okay, got it. And when it comes to your medical records, did you keep those or are they all at the hospital?
They're at the hospital.
Okay, you'd be able to receive them if you requested them though, correct?
Yes.
Okay. If you did, would you be able to provide them through mail or email?
Either or.
Okay, whatever works best for you. And also, if you did allow the law firm, they can pull those medical records for you. That's completely up to you, though. My last question is if you'd like to put down an emergency contact, so in case we cannot contact you, someone that you trust to continue your case.
Yes.
Okay. And do you live with them or do they live separate?
We live together.
Okay. And what's their name?
Vanita, Vanita.
Okay. And last name?
Dunn.
Cunn?
D. Dunn.
Oh, got it. Mm-hmm. Vanita Dunn. And what's your phone number?
It is 470-856-5222.
5222. Okay. And who is this person to you?
Mom.
Okay. Got it. And by the way, we won't go out of our way to actually communicate with them or contact them. This is just if we can't contact you. Do you know if her email, if she has one?
Dunn Vanita at Yahoo.
I see. Okay. So her full name, just backwards, at yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it. And she is at the same address as you are.
Yep.
Okay. So that was my last question for you. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to your email as well as your text. So you should receive them in just a second here, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So what these are the retainers for the attorney. So after you sign them, the attorney should give you a call, most likely around Monday, as after that, it's going to be the holidays. So after you get that call, you'll verify all of the information that we went over with the attorney. After you do so, your claim is submitted.
Okay.
Okay, so let me know if you receive those documents.
Okay. Give me one second.
No problem at all. And you can put me on speaker if that makes it easier.
Okay. Yes, I received them.
Okay, so once you open them up, it should take you to the front page of it, and you'll accept consent to text messages. After you do so, it will allow you to sign the documents. You'll need a signature as well as initials. After you do so, I'll review them.
Okay.
And you can let me know if you have any questions or if you have any problems.
Okay. I'm doing it now. I'm sorry. My phone's just loading slow.
No problem at all. And by the way, when it comes to the signature, it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be legible.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know why this thing loading this slow.
No problem at all.
Let me cut the Wi-Fi off on my phone. Okay. So slow. I'm gonna exit out and try it again.
Yeah, it should still be there even if you exit out.
Okay. Goodness, I'm sorry. This thing is, it says unable to start sign process. Try again.
Yeah, you might just have to refresh it there, but if you keep getting that error, I can always resend it to you.
Maybe I can. Like, why is it doing? You might have to send it again. Oh no, nope. You won't have to send it again. Please,
I just load it up.
Can you? But okay, I'm signing everything for you.
Okay. Yeah, since we are getting to the end of the day here, you'll definitely get that call on Monday from the attorney. Tuesday and Wednesday, of course, they're holidays, so you won't have any types of communication going on during those days. But yeah, you should be all set after that, of course. Are you doing anything for the holidays?
I'm going to do like a little friends miss.
Oh, that's good.
That's about.
Yeah, I'm
what
going to
about
do the same.
That's one.
Yeah, friends miss. I'll probably make a ham or something with my friends. Probably just lay low for the day, to be honest.
Lay low for the day. Heard that.
Yeah, I'm not trying to go all out or anything like that. I know it's
Nothing
definitely getting
with
cold
that.
for you, isn't it? Out in Georgia, it's like 40 degrees or something like
So,
that.
look, yesterday it was hot, right? And then
Yeah.
today it was like freezing cold. So I was like, what the?
Yeah, the temperature just it's fluctuating a lot. Well, I hope you have a good friends miss with your fellow friends. Are you going to give each other gifts or anything?
I don't know, because it was so last minute.
Oh,
But
was
that
it?
would have been a good idea. So it's a good idea for next year.
Yeah, that's what my friends are going to do. Just small gifts, though. Nothing too big.
See, my kids have to do that for their school.
Oh, do they? Do they still
Yeah.
have to go to school on Tuesday?
No. They're out. This week coming up, they'll be out.
Yeah, it's a holiday break, right?
Yep, starting today. Lucky us, right?
Yeah, they must
For
be
the
so
next
happy.
2 weeks. For the next 2 weeks. Okay, it's finishing up.
Okay. And I'll go ahead and review that here and make sure everything looks correct. And it has all been sent over, so let me double check
Okay.
to make sure this is all correct, which it is. Yes, so you're all set here. I'm going to go ahead and send you a text message. I was writing it out while you signed there. That's my personal desk line. So if you have any questions at all throughout the process, of course, except for Tuesday and Wednesday, I work 8 to 5 p.m. So feel free to ask questions and communicate about what's going on, and I'll do my best to help out.
Gotcha. And then you said a lawyer will contact me come Monday.
Yes, correct. And that should be from an 800 number. If you
Okay.
don't get a call from them, I can always transfer you to them myself.
Okay.
Okay. I appreciate your time. Hopefully I can make the process easy for you.
Thank you so much.
No problem
Have
at
a good
all.
one.
Have a good night. Bye.